Hello, this is Jackie with Panama Relocation Tours. Thank you so much for calling in on this Saturday, November the 7th. And just to give you an update on our weather situation in Panama, there was a hurricane that was north of Panama. It mostly hit Guatemala, Nicaragua, and Honduras, where there was substantial damage there. We don't get hurricanes in Panama, but we can get winds and rain. It's just not hurricane force. We've had a tremendous amount of rain since Sunday. It hasn't really stopped raining since Sunday. It did stop raining for a couple hours today. But then it started right up again. It's raining right now. So with all the rain, we've had some roads that were washed out, bridges washed out, homes that washed down the river. I don't know how many hundred. I saw a report recently from the president. There's 68 people are missing, 8 people are dead in Panama, and hundreds of people have been displaced because their home was washed away or flooded and they can't live in it anymore. The United States has sent in some rescue people with helicopters and rescue crews to try to find the missing people. And the whole country, everybody in the country, expats, Panamanians, the government, everybody, Red Cross, everybody has pitched in with monetary donations, with blankets and clothes and baby food and diapers and masks and just lots of food that has been delivered to the areas that were hit the hardest. So it's been heartwarming to see the outreach of people doing whatever they can to try to help people in this big time of need here in Panama. And the president just announced that he's donating $100 million to the relief effort and to help people get homes built again and get back their life back to normal as fast as possible. So it's nice in a little country like Panama that something like this can happen and everybody pitches in and that the government can act quickly to resolve problems and get help where it needs to be. So that's the update on the weather situation. Now I want to talk about our main topic, which are the two best ways for you to explore Panama right now and why you might want to think about exploring Panama, maybe not this month, but starting next month in December. November is notoriously a month where we have quite a bit of rain, so it's not necessarily a good month to come as a tourist to check things out. But by the second week in December, usually about the 8th of December, the rains go away, it's going to be blue skies, the weather will be really nice. So December, January would be a great time for you to come and check out Panama. So I know I haven't been following it today, so I don't really know what's going on, but with the elections that are going on in the United States, I know there's one half of the camp says if this person wins then I'm leaving the country, and the other side says if this person wins then I'm leaving the country. So I know some of you are thinking about leaving the country based on the election results. And, you know, that's not necessarily a good reason to move to another country because of election results, because the person might only be in office 4 years and then things change every 4 years. But some of you might be thinking about, regardless of who wins, that you would just like to have a plan B. And I've written about that before, to have a plan B, someplace you can go and that you know you can live and you're already feeling comfortable about it, regardless of what's going on, because things can happen overnight in a country. For example, Saturday, we had beautiful weather. Sunday, it was like torrential rainfalls and really high wind here in Panama. So just in the click of a finger, everything changed here in Panama. The same thing can happen wherever you are, whether it's a national emergency, whether there's political conflicts, whether there's pandemic that's gone awry, whether it's a bunch of new taxes that are being imposed on you, or you feel like your personal freedoms are being taken away. We've seen that happen in some Eastern European countries, but it could happen anywhere. So it's always a good idea to have a plan B in some place that you're going to go to, just in case you don't feel comfortable living wherever you live anymore. And it doesn't have to be a permanent move. Maybe you're just going to move away for 2 years or 3 years or 5 years until things get better. But it'd be nice to know where in the world you're going to go to and figure that out before you actually need to make the move. So part of that figuring out where you're going to go to is to really do an assessment of yourself and do a profile of yourself, of the things that you really need in your life, that you absolutely have to have in your life, and then maybe make another column of things that you'd really like to have, the wants that you'd like to have in your life. So you want to determine, you know, what's your budget? If you moved to another country, how much money would you have to work with? Would you need to have a job? Would you be able to take your job with you or your business with you? What kind of a budget are you going to have? Are you going to have $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month, $4,000 a month? How much money? So be thinking about how much money that you're going to have. They also, if you're going to move to another country, you have a lot of choices all over the world and places that you can move to. Of course, I think Panama is the best, or I wouldn't be living here. But the great thing about living in Panama is you can actually pick your ideal environment. You know, if you want to be living in the middle of Panama City in the city, you can certainly do that. It's going to cost a little bit more money. But prices have come down 50% at least on rentals in Panama City. I'm seeing amazing rentals for under $900 a month for a two-bedroom, two-bath with an ocean view in Panama City. So some people are city slickers, and they want that city life and have all the hustle and bustle of everything around them. Other people really prefer the beach communities. We have 1,500 miles of coastline here in Panama, so there's probably going to be a beach community that's just right for you. Some people, and I would be one of them, I hate the hot weather. I don't want to be anywhere close to hot weather. I prefer the cooler weather where I don't need an air conditioner and I don't need a heater. So there's a lot of amazing mountain communities in Panama also. So you just need to take a personal assessment and decide which would be right for you, beach community, mountain community, or a city, living in David or Panama City. The next thing you need to really think about is your budget, which I talked about earlier, and how much money would you have if you're going to retire and you just have Social Security, how much money would you have to work with? That's going to help you decide also where is the best beach community. For example, if you have $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 a month to work with, and you really want to be in a beach community where there's a lot of expats in the Coronado area, Gorgona, San Carlos, Chame, all of those areas might would be a good fit for you. But if you want a beach community and you're on a very limited budget and it's more like $1,000, maybe $1,500 a month, don't worry. There's plenty of places in Panama where you can live well on just that kind of a budget. The beach communities in the Azuera Peninsula between Chitre, Las Tablas, and even down to Petosi and Playa Vanal. So the Panama has something for everybody, but first you need to determine what's going to be right for you. So some of the things that we can do to help you make that decision before you actually come here is we do offer something called the Online Panama Relocation Guide. I've talked about it before. If you go to PanamaRelocationTours.com, there's a link at the top that says Online Guide. Our Online Panama Relocation Guide, it has information about all the different best places to live, what the weather's like there, what the budget's going to be like there. So that's going to help you narrow down where's the best place for you to spend your time exploring. Instead of doing the whole country, if you know you don't want to live in the beach, there's no need in wasting your time at the beach. If you know you don't want to live in the mountains and you have to be at the beach, there's no need in wasting your time in the mountains. You should just visit the beach areas. Our Online Panama Relocation Guide will help you narrow down the exact places based on your needs. So does a hospital close by? Does it have grocery stores? What kind of amenities are around? What's the budget like? It'll help you narrow down the best places to live here in Panama. Also, when you get the Online Panama Relocation Guide, you get exclusive access to a private community forum that we have. And the forum is amazing because we have people that have moved to Panama a long time ago that came on a Panama relocation tour and they moved here. And they're in there helping, providing assistance and helping people that are planning on moving to Panama with advice about, like someone just the other day asked, where do you get a hair dryer? And three people jumped right on it and told her right where to go to get a hair dryer, or where do you get your dog groomed, or somebody ran into a problem with a form that wasn't right for immigration, and other people had had that problem before also, so they were able to offer assistance, say, well, this is what I did to solve that problem. So having that access to a private community forum of people that have already moved here and people that are in the process of moving here, it's just invaluable to have that available. Some people that are planning to come to Panama now are having trouble getting a COVID test that they can get quickly. And other people in the forum have said, oh, this is where I went to get it, and I got my results in 15 minutes. So even help with little things like that has been very, very helpful. Whenever you come to visit Panama, our online Panama relocation guide has two ways in there that we can help you come and visit Panama. If you're a do-it-yourself kind of a person and you just want the freedom to go where you want to go, do what you want to do, when you want to do it, then the online guide has a complete section called a self-guided tour. And the self-guided tour, it tells you how do you get to the town, whether it's by bus, whether it's flying by airplane, whether it's the private drivers that we recommend, but it tells you how to get to the town. We have recommendations on where to stay. I also tell everybody, if you're considering staying at a place that's not on this list, send me an email about it first, and I'll tell you if it's a good place or not a good place. I don't want to make a list of bad places to stay or where you shouldn't stay, but I will provide a one-on-one, just personal information that I know about some places where you might not want to stay, where I know some of our people have had problems before. So the self-guided tour tells you how to get there, where to stay, what the weather's going to be like when you get there, really good places to go eat, expat hangouts, who to contact to see some rentals. And so it really gives you an idea of what to do instead of just showing up in a town saying, okay, now what do I do? At least you have a little bit of guidance on what to do so that you can do a self-guided tour of the area. The other thing that we offer in the online guide is our private tour guides. They're listed in there also for each one of the different areas. And we only charge $200 a day for a private tour. It doesn't include your hotel, but it does include transportation. They'll pick you up, they'll show you around, and they really talk to you and do a private consultation to determine what things you want to accomplish. We've had some people that did a private tour and they said, I want to open a bank account and get a visa and find a rental in the 2 days that I'm going to have my private tour. Guess what? We did that. We accomplished that for them, no problem. Other people, they don't want to do any of those things. They just want to get more familiar with all the different neighborhoods and what the prices are like, and they want to see some rentals and maybe visit a doctor while they're here. We can accommodate that too. So the private tour is completely and totally customized to do exactly the things you want to do, accomplish the exact things that you want to accomplish while you're doing your private tour, so that you can maximize your time here in Panama. Instead of some people, I have so many people that send me an email and they say, we just got to Panama. And we'd like to come up to Boquete, and can you tell me how to get there? And you have any suggestions on where to stay? They came here and they don't even know what they're going to do or how they're going to do it or where to go or how to get things done. But if they just had the online Panama relocation guide, it would help them with all of those things. So some other things that are in that online Panama relocation guide is it has all the same information that you would get on a Panama relocation tour. And we give you extensive education for 6 days straight, 9 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock at night. It's like a rolling seminar on our bus. And then even during all of the different stops, we're just nonstop education during that time. That very same education is in the online Panama relocation guide. It even includes the best immigration attorneys to use throughout the country. We have recommendations in Chiriquí Province, as we're a peninsula, and also in Panama City. So I recommend that you get your visa in the place that you're going to be moving to. The visa you might want to wait and get after you actually move here, but at least you know what's involved, what the steps are, and what the costs are, what paperwork is required. And we have recommendations for real estate agents that throughout the country that we've worked with that we know are honest and ethical, that we've never, ever had a problem with them charging more than the property was really worth or them doing anything that is dishonest. So all of the agents that we work with, we know them, we've known them for a long time, and we trust them and we highly recommend them. But we'll also, we provide a consultation for, with you, at least 30 minutes. Usually it ends up being an hour, but just to help you assess. It's just a private conversation with me, and we talk about what you're wanting to accomplish when you're here, and I'll offer some guidance on the best places to stay, the best place to move to based on what you want to do, or some people want to move a business overseas. And I can hook you up with really good international CPAs and different people that can help you accomplish whatever you want to do. Every person's situation is a little bit different, and sometimes it's just good to have someone to talk to that's already walked down that path, already made those moves. I moved my businesses to Panama 10 years ago, so I know how to do those things, and I can help all of you do that also. We also have information on how to make money. If you decide that you just need to leave the country that you're in right now, but you have a job, hopefully you can talk your boss into letting you telecommute or that you could live in Panama but continue doing your job online. So many jobs have gone online anyway, so that would be the ideal situation. But if for some reason that doesn't work out, or perhaps you're retired and you just like to make a little bit of extra money, we do teach you ways that you can make some money online, either selling products on Amazon. I do something called domain name flipping, where I'll buy a domain name. Maybe I'll build a little website to go with it, or maybe I'll just hold on to it for a little while. Then I'll put it on a domain auction website, and I'll sell it. So I usually buy a domain name for $8 or $9, and I'll sell it a few months later for about $500, and I'll teach you how to do that, too, with our online guide. Plus, an Amazon business is another great business to be in, too. Even writing ebooks is a good way to make some money. I wrote some ebooks back in the 1990s, and I'm still selling them and making $1,000 a month or more with my ebooks. So just one little book, you can create an enormous income that could actually pay for all of your living expenses in Panama, so you don't even have to worry about getting a job, or you don't have to worry about dipping into your retirement money or things like that. The other thing is, if you do have income that's coming in from overseas, and I can show you how to do that, then if you're a U.S. citizen, you might qualify for something called the Foreign Earned Income Exclusion, and we talk about this in the online Panama Relocation Guide to help you qualify for the online for the Foreign Earned Income Exclusion. What that means is that the first about $105,000 that you make every year would all be tax-free, or at least that's the way the rules are today, that it would be tax-free, and you'd only have to pay income on anything that you make over the $105,000. The catch on that is the only income that qualifies for that is active earned income. So if it's your pension income or Social Security income, it doesn't qualify for the tax-free income. It has to be some kind of active income. But there's a lot of ways that you can convert some of that other money into where it's active income, and we talk about that in the online guide on how you can do those things. So the other big important thing whenever you are coming to explore Panama, if possible, allow yourself a month. If it's at all possible, try to come and stay a month. And if you're kind of torn between should I live at the beach or should I live in the mountains, perhaps you could live 2 weeks at the beach and then live 2 weeks in the mountains and decide which one's going to be best for you. You know, as a tourist, you can actually stay for 6 months in Panama. So if at all possible, you might even want to stay 6 months to give Panama a really good test drive before you make the decision to actually move here. But at the very least, if you could stay a week in one place and a week in another, to decide 2 weeks in each place would be even better, then that will help you make the decision. But it's also important that when you come with your should I move to Panama glasses on instead of with your tourist sunglasses on? When you come to Panama as a tourist, then you're acting as a tourist. You're taking pictures of all the beautiful architecture, and you're eating out at restaurants almost every single day, and you know, you're doing all the fun sightseeing and touristy things and fun stuff, and that's okay. But if you're thinking about moving to Panama, then you need to come here with a completely different mindset. Instead of getting a hotel room, you might want to get an Airbnb that has a kitchen and a refrigerator, and go grocery shopping. Go buy groceries and start preparing some meals at home to see what's it like to go to the grocery store. If you take prescription medications, bring those with you. Bring a list of them with you and go to a pharmacy and say, hey, do you have these things and what are they going to cost? If you have some pre-existing health conditions, I would highly recommend that you go visit a doctor here in Panama. It might cost you $20 at the most, probably $12 to $15, depending on which one you go to. But just get some. We have a whole list of doctors that we recommend in the online Panama Relocation Guide also. So go visit a doctor, especially if you already have some pre-existing health conditions, and just go over what your health conditions are. Ask if you're going to have any problems getting those taken care of in Panama. Show them the medications you have and say, can I get these medications here? Or are they going to have to be shipped in from someplace else? But visit with a doctor and see how comfortable you feel or not comfortable with a Panamanian doctor. Just because you don't feel comfortable with one doesn't mean you wouldn't really, really like the next one very well. But check that out. If you have children in school, we do have a list of all the international schools in Panama and the online Panama Relocation Guide also. I believe right now most of the international schools are not in operation. They're only doing online classes. But perhaps you could contact them and arrange for a private meeting with the administrator or the owner of the school, and to just get a good feel for the school and what the costs are going to be and what their philosophies are, to see if it's in alignment with what your own philosophies are. We do have a lot of people that do homeschooling in Panama also. And if you are planning to do homeschooling, I can put you in touch with some of the homeschool parents that I know. And you can meet their kids and see what they think about living here and what their kids think about living here. We've had several articles recently about moving to Panama. So the other thing is to keep in mind that Panama has a lot of holidays in November. So November is not really a real good time to come to just visit Panama. But in December, we do have Mother's Day is December 8th, and then, of course, Christmas, December the 25th. But other than that, December is a great time to come and visit Panama. The weather's good. There's not that many holidays. January, the weather's really good. January and February, the weather's excellent. It's a little bit more windy in January and February, but you're not going to have days and days and days that you just have to sit in your room because it's pouring down rain outside, like has happened to some people that came here in November. So December and January would be some great times to come, and then we can help with that trip by the information in the online Panama Relocation Guide for either the self-guided tour or a private tour. Also, our travel agent can help with booking everything for you to get here and help you with the domestic flight to get back to Panama and keep you just up to date on everything. The other thing you should be aware of about coming to explore Panama is currently, as of today, they still have the requirement that you have to present a negative COVID test. It has to be either a PCR or an antigen test that's not more than 48 hours old whenever you arrive. If you couldn't get the test, or if your test is older than 48 hours, don't worry. They're not going to turn you away, but they will make you take a test at the airport for $50. And it's one of those rapid tests that you can get the results back in about 15 minutes. There is no quarantine in Panama, but we do have a curfew. So there's no lockdowns of saying certain days you can't leave your house. But we do have a curfew from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m., which you probably wouldn't be out that much during that time anyway. Also, Panama requires that you do wear a mask when you're in public or when you're in stores. If you go out to a restaurant, you're supposed to wear your mask at the restaurant until you're ready to start eating. Then you can take it off. When you're finished eating and having your glass of wine, then they expect you to put your mask back on. But Panamanians and everybody has really, really gotten used to it, to wearing the mask. So when I drove to town today, it's the first time I've left the house because of so much rain, and it was like business as usual. The banks were open. The grocery stores were open. Restaurants were open. There was people walking all over town. They all had on their mask. Everybody does it here, and everything was just fine. So, you know, some of my Panamanian friends that I've talked to recently, they say, they've told me, they say, gosh, I see the news of all that violence going on up in the United States and looting. And why don't those people just leave and come to Panama where they don't have to worry about those things? So it's something to think about, that Panamanians are even seeing the news and saying, I don't know, I don't want to be part of that. Maybe when this whole election thing is over, then things will calm down. I don't know. We'll find out. I know one thing for sure. I'm very, very, very glad that I live in Panama right now during the pandemic and in just the times that we're in. I'm so blessed to be living in this beautiful country. So that's it. The two best ways to explore Panama is a self-guided tour or a private tour, and we have all that information in our online Panama relocation guide, plus all the other information you need to know about relocating to Panama. So now I'm going to open it up for your questions. If you have a question for me, just press *6 on your phone, and that will put you in line to ask a question. I think we've already got about 10 people in line. So I'm going to take calls until about 7 o'clock my time, 6 o'clock Central. And then I'm going to call it a night because I have a huge pumpkin that's roasting in my oven, and I'm going to make pumpkin soup with half of it and a pumpkin pie with the other half of it. So I've got my timer set that it's going to go off at 7 o'clock, and I've got to get that pumpkin out of the oven. So I'll need to call it a day after 7.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I was wondering, are they working on building weatherproof housing there for people there so that the houses won't get flooded out?
Well, what they've done is a lot of people did have their houses flooded out, and it was just a raging river took their house down the river. But most of those people, they've rescued them, and they're either staying in a church or a shelter or a convention center. They've got beds and blankets and food and entertainment for the kids. So they're taking care of everybody.
Well, the economy is going to get good there, so they could concentrate on getting all weatherproof housing built for now on, for then on.
Yeah, I don't know. The tradition here is to build a cement block house, and I think people need to just learn that you shouldn't build your house close to a river because sometimes that river rises.
That's true.
And people are realizing that.
Are there communities concentrating on eco-friendly homes?
There is. That's becoming more and more popular, and also
Hello? Hello? Venus Noches? Hola. Hola, soy aman mucho gatos, mucho gato. Mucho gato. Mucho gato. Muchas gracias for answering my question, even though I couldn't hear you. De nada. Thank you. De nada.
Hi, this is Jackie. Are you still on the line? We had a little bit of a power glitch and it got me offline. I'm going to log in. We do have we had a little bit of a power glitch. I've lost the internet. I don't know if you can hear me or not, but I can't get back on the site where the conference call is, and I can't get back into the call. So I can, I'm not sorry, but we're going to have to just finish this call some other time. Next conference call, I'll just do question and answers. And so many of you had questions, and I didn't get to answer them. I apologize for the power glitch, but pouring down rain, and we're having some problems here.
Hi, it's Jackie. I'm back. We had a power glitch here, and it knocked my internet service off, knocked me off the phone, and I've just now been able to call back in. I know we've lost a couple hundred people already that have dialed out, but if anybody has a question for me, all you need to do is press star 6, and I'll be glad to ask a question, answer your question. I apologize for the power glitch. I even had a battery backup system installed so that wouldn't happen, but we've got a major storm going on outside, and I guess it was just too much. So let me go to these questions. First question is Zoya. Go ahead. Zoya, do you have a question?
Hi, Jackie. Can you hear
me?
Hi.
I can. I apologize for the power glitch.
Oh, no, that happens. You know, that to be expected. But
yep.
I'm glad you got back. I'm in New York, and I have a question for you. I'm buying your guide, but I'm kind of like feeling secure to go by myself to Panama. I would love to get somebody's a partner to go together from New York. So my question
is... Well, I tell you, one of the things we can do, you know, I told you that when you get the online guide, you're invited to an exclusive private forum that we have. And
uh-huh.
we have several other people that are in the same situation that they say, as a single woman or even as a single guy, I just don't feel comfortable traveling to a foreign country all by myself. So we may be able to pair you up with someone else in New York that you can meet at the airport. You would fly there together, and then I have a driver that's bilingual that will pick you up as soon as you get there, someone I know and trust. I've worked with him for many, many years. So that will make you feel a lot more comfortable. And then for you, I would highly recommend, instead of doing the self-guided tour, the private tour would be better. It's only $200 a day, and that's for up to two people. So if you had someone else go, you could split that cost. But then you would have someone that knows the roads. They know how to get things done. They know where to go. They know what to show you. And that would be a good way for you to see it. Instead of the self-guided tour, you might feel a bit intimidated with that. But a private tour, which isn't very much, just $200. And if you went with another woman that was going, the two of you could split the cost of that, maybe even share a hotel room.
Yeah, that sounds very good. Do you have to? But I still have to buy the online guide.
Yes. The online guide, it contains all the information that you need to know about relocating. So you really need that information. But it also has the private tour guide information. If you're going to bring pets here, it tells you how to do that. It tells you where to get health insurance. So it's all the information that you need, it's right there in one place online. And we keep it online so we can keep it updated all the time.
Right. So it's not one or the other. It's best to do both. I want to travel first as a tourist to see
mm-hmm.
whether, you know, how am I doing over there without the language and everything.
Right.
So okay.
And there's some towns that you can live in where you can get by living here with no Spanish at all. There's other towns that you would move to where you're going to need to learn more Spanish, and you'll pick it up after a while. But we get, you know, the online guide has all that information about which areas have more English and which areas don't.
Is it possible to get a room or apartment in Bukete for like around $500?
Sure. Did you see the most recent YouTube video I put up? I showed you a 3-bedroom, 1-bath apartment. The lady is renting for $350 in Boquete.
In Boquete? Oh, wow. Yes,
yeah,
I saw
you need
that.
To see.
I saw that I didn't realize.
Yeah, she's like 5 minutes outside of downtown Boquete, really close.
Uh-huh. Okay, but not high in the mountains where the temperature, I'm kind of like you,
I don't want an air conditioner ever again.
Right.
So, yeah, but in Boquete, you don't have to worry about that. In Boquete, the weather is comfortable. Right now, it's actually a little bit chilly. I think it's like 68 degrees right now. So it's a little bit chilly, and I have a sweater and a scarf on just to stay warm. But most of the time, we don't have this crazy weather from the hurricane that happened up north of us, so it would work out. But yeah, we can match you up with someone so that you can have a travel partner, maybe even meet in New York before you decide to do it and get comfortable. Next caller is area code 850.
Hey, Jackie. Nice to talk to you. I'm supposed to be coming down to you and visit in January on the tour. I just got an email recently saying that I owe their balance for that. Is the tour, I guess, up and running again?
In January, yep. We're doing tours again in January.
Great. So that negates the second question I had. So that's good news to hear, and looking forward to seeing you in January.
Yep. And we'll stay in touch with you through email to let you know what the COVID rules are, the test and the mask and all those kind of things. And we have information about what Mensa, our health department, what the protocols are that we'll be taking on the bus to make sure everybody's safe. But, yep, we're starting tours again in January.
Thank you very much, Jackie. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Next caller is Stephen. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Jackie. My wife and I are currently on Medicare, and if we move down to Panama and after living there, if we would cancel our Medicare up here and our supplemental insurance, do you know what problems, if we would, say, go down and live for several months or years in Panama and then decide to move back to the United States, do you know if anybody has any problems getting reinstated with Medicare?
You can get reinstated with Panama with no problem, but they're going to charge a penalty, which is about 10% for every year that you didn't have it. So that would be about $14, $15 that would be added
right
onto your premium for every year that you didn't have it. But you'll have no problem at all getting reinstated.
That's with Medicare.
That's with Medicare and the drug supplement and all that stuff, too.
Oh, yeah,
only with Medicare do you have the penalty, which is 10%, and I believe your Medicare is $143 or something like that.
Right, right. The other question, a quick question I've got is that if we keep our, I'm assuming that we're able to keep our U.S. citizenship here in the United States, and we probably got 8 years left before our passports renew again. But if you've been living in Panama for full time for those years, do you go to the U.S. Embassy in like Panama City to get to renew the passports? What's involved with doing that? Like I said, it's kind of a moot question. If we've got 8 years left, that's plenty of time to find out.
Well, and you might decide to renew it even sooner, but you don't even have to go to the U.S. Embassy in Panama City. I just renewed mine a couple of years ago, and so the process is you go to the U.S. Embassy in Panama City website, and there's an application that you download, and you fill that out, and then you have to go to a bank in Panama, and you have to get a bank check that's made out to the U.S. Embassy. I believe it was for $140. For a renewed passport, and then you go to mailboxes, etc., and they take your passport pictures. They put your application, your old passport, and the bank check and everything in a DHL envelope. They send it off to the embassy for you in Panama City. About a week later, it comes back to mailbox, etc. They call you and say your renewed passport is here, so you don't even have to leave town.
Okay, well, currently we're on Social Security, and we have a pension. Are we able to set up, are we required to set up something in Panama to basically have this Social Security and pension sent to a bank in Panama?
No, there's no requirement to do that at all. If you wanted to, you could, but it's really not necessary to do that. You could keep your bank account in the United States where those things are going. I would recommend that you open up a bank account in Panama, and then you can write a U.S. check a check from a U.S. bank and deposit that into your Panama bank account, which may be the equivalent of what your Social Security is. There is a limit of $3,000 per month. If you think you're going to need more than that, you could just get two different bank accounts and put $3,000 in one and $3,000 in the other. So that's the easy way to move money without wiring expenses. But you don't have to do direct. You can do direct deposit, but you're certainly not required to.
Okay, so you could do direct deposit to a bank account in Panama. Social Security will let you do that.
Yep, it will.
Okay, all right. Very good.
And by the way, to your very first question, when you live in Panama full time, you're still a U.S. citizen. There's actually a lot of hoops that you have to jump through to not become a U.S. citizen. First, you'd want to get a passport for another country. Otherwise, you'd be what's called stateless. After you have your residency in Panama for 5 years, then you can apply for Panama citizenship and a passport if you want to. That costs $600. But to not be a U.S. citizen, you have to actually renounce your citizenship. So you go to the embassy to do that, and they charge about $2,500. So you probably wouldn't want to do that. But just because you move overseas doesn't mean you've given up your U.S. citizenship. There's actually a process to it.
Okay. And you kind of answered my other question I had about because international living, they're talking about you now trying, you know, they're suggesting maybe you look into getting a second passport. So instead of having just a U.S. passport, you get a second passport. But you have to be living in Panama for 5 years before you can get a Panama-issued passport.
Yes. Currently, those are the rules today that you have to be here for 5 years before you can get a Panama passport.
Okay,
some people are able to get a passport very quickly because they are from a descent of certain countries. They say, well, if you were a child or grandchild or great-great-grandchild of someone that was born in this country, then you can get citizenship in certain countries like Ireland and some other ones. There's some countries that sell passports. If you've got deep pockets, like over $100,000, there's the Dominican Republic and St. Kitts and Nevis. They sell passports for six figures. But I think waiting 5 years and just paying $600 for a Panama passport is a better route.
Okay, I agree. We've got on the standby list for your tours just to be notified if you get some vacancies at some point. But we're probably going to end up just going ahead and getting the online version here for the time being. Do you see are you still pretty much sold out for next year for the actual tours?
We are pretty much sold out for next year. We're going to start doing tours again in January, and we're reducing the number of people that will be on the bus just for social distancing reasons. So once we assess what openings that we're going to have, then we'll start notifying people that had a tour that was canceled first. They'll get first dibs, and then we'll notify people that are on the backup list to let them know of anything that's available. I've also contacted several of the different hotels where we stay, and I'm working on negotiating adding some additional tour dates. So we may be adding some additional tour dates, but I won't know for sure about that probably until December. And once I know for sure, then everybody will get an email.
Okay, so if we do the online version for the time being, I assume you'll be able to help us set up something to come down and actually do, like I say, an early on visit and try to stay at least 30 to 60 days, that type
Absolutely.
Of thing. You would be able to help us with all that. Yeah, okay.
We'll help with the whole thing, yep.
Okay, sounds good. And I'll go ahead and get off so some other people can get on before you have to hang out for the evening. Appreciate all your help.
Okay. Thank you, Stephen. Sorry about the electrical glitch.
Not a problem.
Next caller is area code 347. Go ahead.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can. Thanks for calling
in. All right. Michael Harrigan, and I'm from New York. And I am scheduled to come down in July, at the end of July, actually beginning of August, with my family. We're actually wanting to figure out, we want them to move down, but we would like to rent first. in a couple different places and then make a decision on which place we'd like to live. And I think I wanted to know what would be the type of rents that I'd be looking at if I were living in Boca del Toro or Coronado. Those are two places that we were first looking at, and we would look something like a three-bedroom apartment, three-bedroom, two-bath.
So a three-bedroom, two-bath in Coronado is going to be expensive. You're looking at $1,500, maybe $12,000. $1,200 would be the lowest, but probably $1,500 to $2,000 a month for furnished, everything furnished, everything included, place in the Coronado area. Three-bedroom, two-bath, all furnished in Boca del Toro is going to be closer to $800 a month. Over there, maybe $900 for something really, really nice. And then if you got a three-bedroom, three-bath on the ocean in the Azuera Peninsula, I know of one right now that's $750 a month. It's a three-bedroom, three-bath right across from the beach.
Okay. And would you fly into Panama City or would you fly into the other airport?
You need to fly into Panama City to Tacoma International Airport, and then if you wanted to go to Bocas from there, you'd have to change airports over to the regional airport and take an Air Panama flight over to Bocas.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. I'll continue to listen to the other questions.
Okay. And by the way, July is a really good time to come because it's not rainy, it's not windy, it's just beautiful days every day. So you're going to really enjoy your visit in July or August, either one of those.
Been to Panama about 6 times and finally decided that, you know what, this is where I want to live. And so I introduced my wife there to it. We came once together.
It just keeps calling you, doesn't it?
All the time. All the time. I have a lot of family out there. My mother actually was born in Cherokee. So I'm bringing her with me, so we'll come back.
Excellent. That's great. Look forward to meeting you maybe while you're here.
Likewise.
Thanks again. Our next caller, area code 206.
Yeah, Jackie, thank you for taking these calls. Basically, I just have a very simple question about the new tours that you have set up with local drivers. How does a person arrange that?
So whenever you get the online Panama relocation guide, then we have a section on private tours, and it's divided into the different regions. So if you wanted a private tour in Panama City, we have a list of who to contact, and you just contact them by email or WhatsApp or call them. And then we have three different tour guides for the Coronado and Ovalle area. We have different tour guides for Azuera, different tour guides for Boquete, different tour guides for Boca del Toro. So you just decide, first of all, like I talked about at the beginning of the call, kind of narrow down which areas would be the most appealing to you and just kind of focus on those areas. Then you could hire a private tour guide in those areas. For example, we have a lady that she can't decide between the Azuera Peninsula and Boquete. So she's doing a two-day tour in Azuera, and then she's doing a two-day tour in Boquete, and by the end of that, she'll know which one feels right.
Thank you, Jackie.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Our next caller is area code 443.
Hello, Jackie. This is Terry. I was on a December 2019 tour, and I was wondering, do you still vote while you're in Panama?
Absolutely.
Not, did you vote in the U.S.? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I can't vote in Panama. I'm not a Panamanian citizen, but I still vote in the United States, yes.
Mm-hmm. And one other question now. How's Jorge? What's he doing?
He's really good. With the pandemic, of course, we couldn't do any tours at all. And he's a single dad with 3 kids. The youngest one's 16, so he had a lot of mouths to feed. So I helped him set up a fruit and vegetable stand in Altobuquete. It's made out of a shipping container. And he goes and gets fruits and vegetables from all over the country. It's the best one in town. All of his stuff is a better price and it looks really good. So he's been staying afloat by doing that. They even do home deliveries. Yesterday, I had him deliver 20 bananas, 4 papayas, 2 pineapple, I think 6 potatoes, a stalk of celery, and I don't even remember what it was, $40 worth of stuff. But he just, it was pouring down rain, and I didn't even have to leave the house. He delivered everything to me.
Okay, so he's working out of Buquete?
Yes, yeah, he lives in Alto Boquete, so he's working out of Boquete, but he's doing fine.
Okay, all right. I was just going to call and ask a question while I had an opportunity.
Okay,
all right, nice
I'll tell him.
You.
I'll tell him you asked about him. I'll be seeing him tomorrow, and I'll let him know you asked about him.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, bye.
So, everybody. So I want to thank everybody so much for being on the call today. I really apologize that we had that little power outage and I couldn't get right back on the phone right away. Thanks for hanging in with me, for all of you that did wait for me to come back in. Sometimes I can get back in right away. Sometimes it takes a little while. But thank you so much. If you have any other questions, know that you can always send us an email to info@panamarelocationtours.com or you can call our office at 972-496-4500. We're always going to be right here for you to answer any of your questions about relocating to Panama. Thanks again, everybody. Good night.